When flutist Greg Patillo moved to New York 4 years ago and began busking in the subway, he went traditional. But when the cash didn't come in, he decided to try to experiment. Greg Patillo is in our New York bureau, and he was doing that just entirely with his mouth and his flute. Mr. Patillo, what do you even call this kind of music?
You know, I call it beatboxing flute, actually.
And did that really become your subway moneymaker?
It absolutely did. When I first moved to New York, I couldn't find work playing music anywhere. And so the logical conclusion was to take my music into the subway. And, well, when I played all of these tunes, all of these wonderful classical works, I wouldn't make any money. I would spend an hour and make a dollar in change. And then as I was packing up, I would do a little beatboxing with, say, a video game tune, and voila, $10 in the case. So I started to put two and two together and realized that people like beatbox flute.
So how do you actually do beatbox flute?
A lot of the techniques that you use to play the flute are kind of used to beatbox. You know, we use our tongue to kind of clarify the notes that we play on the flute. We kind of tucka 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 on the flute. And if you pronounce these, if you over-pronounce them, you can actually get some beatbox rhythms. Now, for those of you that don't know, beatboxing, I think you can safely define it as making beats with your voice and your mouth.
Traditional beatboxing, you know, it's been around for 20 plus years now. Is there a beatboxer who has influenced how you make these sounds?
There are quite a couple of beatboxers. People like Dougie Fresh and the Fat Boys. So check it out, party people, it's the human beatbox. Actually, I use a lot of mnemonic devices to kind of teach beatbox ideas. Would you like to learn some of those?
I'd love to.
All right, so you got to help me out here. I want you to say boots.
Boots.
That's perfect. Now I want you to say cats.
Cats.
Yeah, now if you put them together in a rhythmic way, you get boots, cats.
Boots, cats.
Cats. Boots, cats. All right, and if you take away the voice and turn it into a drum sound, you get this. Here, I'll kind of phase it for you. Boots, cats, boots, cats, boots, cats, boots, cats, boots, cats. Do you hear it?
I do.
For whatever reason, I think it works wonderful on the flute.
Why were you trying to add other elements to the flute? Why not just stick with your classical training and play classical flute?
It's actually really difficult to get a job in an orchestra. And there's only a handful of flute players in every orchestra, unlike sometimes, you know, you see a sea of violins and cellos and basses. I was running out of career options because I just hadn't won any really high-profile gigs.
Well, I got to tell you, Greg, having seen your YouTube videos, me and, you know, 17 million other people, you're so high energy. Your MySpace page describes it as a playing the flute like a madman on fire. It's hard to picture you in a tuxedo playing chamber music.
Yeah, but playing chamber music, I don't care so much for the tuxedo always. But chamber music is some of the best music out there. Classical music is so amazing. And for some reason, it's hard, I've found sometimes, to get this kind of engagement with the audience. You know, there's kind of this fourth wall sometimes in classical performance. You know, no one claps after the awesome viola solo in a string quartet. So I suppose adding a little bit of spectacle into it certainly makes the show more fun.
I have a technical question for you because breathing is so crucial for flutists.
Yeah.
Do you have to breathe differently when you beatbox?
Yeah, well, you know, breathing is an interesting limit on the flute, of course. As you pointed out, you do have to inhale to replace all of the air you used making all your noises. I actually make noises while inhaling. I actually inhale kind of a P sound, and it kind of sounds like the backward snare sound of an old Roland 808. That's like an old drum machine. It sounds like this. And I can actually do that with my K's as well, like a K, K, or if we do the soft palate kind of Donald Ducky, we get K, 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 kind of sounds like a woodblock. So actually, I can play the flute. Here, I'm going to do this into the microphone, okay? So it sounded like I didn't take a breath, but actually every time I went, I was taking a breath. So I can do that indefinitely.
It did sound like you didn't take a breath. In fact, when you stopped, I expected to hear.
No, it's like a very controlled, almost like a controlled hyperventilating.
How many people would you say beatbox on the flute?
Well, if everything goes according to plan, everyone will be beatboxing on the flute.
You don't think it's got a sort of time limit in terms of the appeal of the kind of music you expect world domination?
I hope for it. Actually, what I'm trying to do is I'm using my classical background and my education to kind of get composers into this sound to write for this. And if I can give, or rather, if we can get some sort of backbone with tunes, with etudes, with this sound, I think it can be a little more than flavor of the month. I have a beatbox flute concerto being written for me by Randy Wolf that I'll premiere next May 2010. So already I'm throwing that into the, you know, the classical music spectrum, and well, hopefully other composers can get their ears around these sounds and learn to write for this sound. There's no reason to keep it from the concert halls.
Flute boxer Greg Patillo, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me. Thank you.